Second half of the show, we're going to talk tourism with Lisa Burke from Visit North Platte. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing great, Corey.
Good to see you again. And boy, it's a little raw out there, isn't it?
Yes. Just,
wow.
It's. Mm-hmm.
It kind of hits you in the face, doesn't it?
I suppose it's supposed to be kind of chilly
yeah.
this time of year.
Yeah, well, you know.
I kind of like that 60, 70, but
yeah,
it's okay.
we've been spoiled for sure. But it's gonna get warmer. For sure. So rather than focus on events so much this time, you wanted to kind of remind people of the overall impact that tourism has in Lincoln County. It's a big, big deal, and the numbers prove it.
Right, right. Yeah.
Having events is important
to
bring in people because people spend money and
it
benefits a ton of businesses.
Right. Yeah, it does. Yep. So, the Visitor Bureau, we were at one time, or I guess all of them in the state of Nebraska, start as an entity that is governed by the county commissioners, is how I'm going to start this story.
Sure.
And as they progress, or as the community develops, or the organization develops, some of them have separated from the county, as which Visit North Platte has done. But we are still under contract with Lincoln County as far as taking the lodging tax that they collected, all of the lodging properties in Lincoln County. We are the contractor to take those funds and use those funds to bring people into Lincoln County.
So it's kind of, would you describe it as a partnership almost?
Yes, yes, it is.
I mean, they recommend maybe some things to you and how to spend the money?
No.
Or do you got control
anymore,
of that?
Yeah. Because when we reorganized, we became a 501c3 governed by a board of directors.
Okay.
So that's what made that separate.
Okay.
Prior to... all of the counties and Lincoln County had an advisory committee that was appointed by the commissioners, but the commissioners were ultimately the boss, and then that's.
But you still look at it as a partnership that
definitely
guides your thinking and the way you disperse money.
So once a year we put together everything that we've done throughout the year. And present it to the county commissioners because, ultimately we want to make sure that they understand and the whole entire community understands how we spend those dollars, the transparency that our board of directors make sure happens and that I make sure that happens, that we spend the dollars correctly and we're doing a good job at what we're supposed to be doing, bringing people into Lincoln County.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, of course, most people think of, tourism, you're advertising. Well, I mean, that's a large share of it, but there's probably some other things that
of it. Yeah, there's
people don't think of some other aspects, too. So maybe you can bring those into it.
Yeah, there's a big, a big chunk of things that we do to make tourism in Lincoln County successful and continue to grow. But we do have 7 board of directors. One is a county commissioner, Jerry Woodruff, and one is a city councilman, Pete Voltz. And that changed when we became our own 501c3. We purposely made a city council member and a county commissioner a voting person on our board on purpose. So we were more unified and work together, and there's again that transparency.
Okay.
By state statute, we have to have at least 2 hotel properties or lodging properties on our advisory board, and we have Teresa Riley from the La Quinta and Cody O'Dell from the True by Hilton.
Okay.
And then we have 3 at-large board members. They don't have to be any specific designation. We have Amy Johnson from Lashley Land, Lori Bergstrom from Double Dips, and Tom Wolfgang from Quick Stop, who is now retired. And then another part of our board structure is that we wanted to make sure, we bring in a lot of economic impact, and we're very involved in making sure our community grows. So another important part is that we wanted to be connected with the chamber as well. So the chamber president is a non-voting liaison on our board as well.
Okay.
So Gary Pearson is part of our board. So.
Well, I like the fact that you're connected with these various aspects, business owners, somebody from the city council, and the board of commissioners, because everybody should be to make this maximum benefit for the county. In tourism dollars, I think you all need to be on the same page.
Most definitely.
I'm sure you feel that way since you have these people. You're getting the input. You're taking input from a lot of different sources. So to me, if you're just in your own little hole and you have your own little group and you're just brainstorming, you're going to not think of some things where you get more people involved from different sectors. You get different ideas, and that benefits the whole group, doesn't it?
And when you're in your own little hole doing your own little thing, the people start wondering what you're doing over there.
Yeah.
And, instead, we are more open. We want everybody to know what we're doing, and, That's
sometimes your priorities can differ, maybe, from other people's priorities, but if you get input all around, then you've got to decide how much money goes towards different things.
Right. Yeah, our board of directors does.
And again, having different input from different sources is going to help you make the wisest decisions on where you spend your money on that.
For sure.
Right.
For sure. Yeah. So the next thing that we present to the board is. Kind of the number one way we see how well we're doing, and that's our lodging tax collections. And Visit North Platte operates 100% off of the lodging tax that's collected, again, at any property in Lincoln County. So when I say that can be bed and breakfast, that can be the hotel in Wallace, the hotel in the Sutherland, and also, everybody forgets, is Grable. Also has lodging facilities up there with tied in with the golf course.
That's probably boosted things a little bit.
It has boosted
a lot of rich people flying in to play golf. Right.
Yes. So, in 2024, we saw $1.24 million of lodging tax brought into Lincoln County. And in 2025, we saw $1.366 million.
Okay, so
and that's about a 9% increase. And it's really hard for me to tell you that it came straight from our local hotel. I know the majority of it is Grable, but I cannot definitively say it is, a certain... amount of dollars.
You don't have the exact dollar figures from each lodging place, but you just know it adds up to a sizable increase.
Right. Yes.
9%. That's pretty good. You'd like to keep that going.
Yeah,
for
that would be great.
Several
to keep,
years,
keep
wouldn't
that
you?
Going. Yes, that would be lovely. Mm-hmm. The next slide that we go through with the county commissioners is breaking things down by month. Mm-hmm. And this is where we, our board looks at it and I look at. Our strong months are typically, May, June, July, and August, and September. October's, slowly bumping up to see, where we need to focus on events or infrastructure. And you saw the amount of money that we put into the rec center because those January, February, March, December months are struggling compared to the other months. We don't want our graph to peak like a Christmas tree.
Right.
We want it to be more level. So, in the past we could really tout that, we had an all-time high in this month or that month. Mm-hmm. Things are a lot different now on the state of Nebraska, collecting taxes and how they turn them back to us. Mm-hmm. So I kind of showed this slide and said, I'll show this to you, but I'm not going to say that this is definitively we had a record year in June or July or because...
Well, is that even important compared to just overall what you're generating?
It's yes, I mean, because mm-hmm. Nebraska Land Days wants to say, yeah, we're the reason, you know, June was out of the water.
They
want to
use it as a right. selling point, basically.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To your community, to your sure. partners that you work with, to your sponsors. We do because we know which months we work, you know, harder at right. developing new things like the Sandhill Crane and the Prairie Chicken Tours. So
right.
March and April, we want to hopefully continue to see a growth there. But the
sure.
Department of Revenue has changed how they submit those numbers. So it's not a consistent, they may shift the dollars a month or two before they put them in.
You're talking lodging tax dollars that the county receives?
Mm-hmm. And okay. city tax okay. dollars, too. We're finding it across the board.
So you may come up with a certain number for a month.
Right.
And the state may put some of those dollars into another month.
Correct.
Is what you're saying.
Correct. Yes.
So you can't, you're never certain, you know, you may initially look at it and say, that's a record, but
mm-hmm.
the state may shift some of that, and you lost
yes.
your record, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So we used to kind of have apples to, I mean, we maybe would have a Macintosh and a Granny Smith apple, but now we're talking bananas and apples.
Okay.
So does that make sense?
Yeah, we're getting a little further apart, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. it's a little, it's frustrating on our part because we operate on statistics and we want to mm-hmm. see where we're successful.
And then you're probably, there's a lag in finding out what month it went, you know,
oh, yeah,
how many dollars and
months.
where it went, right?
Yeah, we're 2 months behind and
yeah.
they won't even let us know where those those dollars have
it's
went.
It's a mystery.
Yes. So perfect yeah. example is Keith County received $100,000 in lodging tax last year in March.
Okay.
So that would have happened in December.
That was from December lodging.
December or January,
but
yes.
it didn't go into their budget until March, basically.
Correct. So that meant that you guys probably had people sleeping on the street that they were collecting lodging tax from, put it that
now,
way.
Now, do you have a fiscal year
yes.
that makes a big difference in if they shift
no,
it that
No, it doesn't
far,
make it. Well, a little bit.
Okay.
But not really. It just,
right.
you know, when they do that, it really skews.
They don't understand how important it is that the dollars mm-hmm. generated during a certain month, you know,
land
get verified in that month
yes.
so that you
yes.
can definitively say in March
this
we
is why,
produced this.
Much. Right. Yeah. This is why this
yeah.
number was that high.
Well,
I know,
you know,
it's just,
maybe
I've
you just need to get a coalition of
believe me, we've tried
tourism directors
we
go
have
to Lincoln and get in their ears and just keep bugging them until
mm-hmm.
they realize that no,
yep.
we need to do this differently.
Corey, we've been working on that
yeah.
for a year.
This yeah.
has been very prevalent in the last year. I guess we've probably a year and a half, and we've been trying to work with them, and they don't have to tell us, and
yeah.
that's just how it is. So
they're not accountable to you, I guess. So.
Yeah, they. Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as we get them, eventually,
yeah.
they say it shouldn't matter whether you got June's dollars in September or you got them in July. So
Nebraska, so all the lodging from people that come for Nebraska Land Day activities will get. A lot of that will get shifted to September, maybe
and
even October?
Not necessarily, Corey.
Okay.
It's just, you know, when they shuffle them all.
It's an
all,
uncertainty. It's
yes,
just the uncertainty.
It's uncertain. Yes. We get them all. It's just
yeah.
when we get them.
Okay.
And when they start shifting every month around,
mm-hmm.
it just makes a convoluted.
I could see how that would cause a lot of consternation.
Yeah, yeah. It's very frustrating
yeah.
to know. And we have another report
for sure.
that is just that we get, that we pay for, that we get, that tells us exactly what the
mm-hmm.
hotels that are branded, so like the Holiday Inn Expresses, the Trues, the Comfort
mm-hmm.
Inn, they have to report their sales number.
Okay.
And when that doesn't even come close to this, for you know, then
mm-hmm.
then I have a lot of heartburn. So I've had a lot of heartburn this year. So
well, the good thing is we're on the you said 9% increase
right.
from
we're,
25
yes.
over 24.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you keep that? How do you keep? What do you do to promote? Keep
right.
promoting more tourism to the
right.
county. I
for
guess
sure.
is the
yep.
the big thing. What are you focusing on?
Mm-hmm.
Just great events, just more events obviously would help too, but yeah. you want it to be a great experience for people.
Yep.
Things that you know are going to attract more people. Mm-hmm. And overnight stays,
yeah,
and great experiences that bring them back, right?
Yeah, for sure. So with that, we do an economic impact study to see, you know, we know kind of what lodging tax dollars they leave in Lincoln County, but total dollars, what do they leave here in mm-hmm. a year, those visitors? And the study that we do is a Dean Runyon study. And they say that $121 million is left in Lincoln County every year with sales and spending that people mm-hmm. do from tourism in our community. And when they do that study for us, I make sure that they do not include the truck stops in that number too, because okay. that would really skew that as well, because they're not true tourist travelers.
Yeah. That's pretty constant.
You know,
yeah.
That's a business thing. So.
Sure.
Okay. And the people that are employed in tourism in Lincoln County, there's about 1,500 of them. And they bring in yearly earnings of $34 million every year. So it has a big impact on the families here in Lincoln County. And the tax revenue that is generated from those travelers is right at $10 million. So $3 million of it stays here in Lincoln County with the sales tax and the local taxes mm-hmm. trickled down, and then $8 million of it goes to Lincoln for the state tax that we mm-hmm. that we pay out. So that study also told us that 2.3 people travel when they travel to Lincoln County, and they spend about two nights here, and they'll spend about $380 per night in Lincoln County. And we, mm-hmm. on average, have about 650,000 overnight visitors every year in Lincoln County that are producing those types of numbers. So those are interesting. How much is spent with just the amount of travelers that we get here to our communities? Very impactful.
Hmm.
Then we go through, our biggest product that we use to market Lincoln County is our website, our Visit North Platte website. It's a very powerful tool. We have a lot of infrastructure within that. We focus a lot on it. There's a lot of focus.
And it's clear when you go to the website that there's a lot of thought, and it's not put together haphazardly.
Yeah.
It's very orderly, and I love your website.
Thank you. It's a very valuable tool, and every year we see an increase of people finding our website. They find mm-hmm. it because we initialize them with some other type of marketing, whether it's internet, digital, radio, social media. We touch them, then they go to the website. We had 222,000 unique visitors this past year, which is
That's
up
great.
Over 214 last year. Those unique visitors will spend almost 3 minutes on our website, and that's kind of unheard of. Usually people,
that tells you a lot right there.
They'll bounce on and bounce off and keep going.
Yeah.
Unless they find something very interesting, and then they'll stick around. So of course, all of this stuff is kind of tied to how we market. Social media is one of those big marketers, the big tools that we use. Meta is what everybody kind of mm-hmm. lumps it together, because Facebook now owns Instagram, so it's all lumped into one. But we have 21,479 followers on the Meta side of the world. Also locally, and we don't talk about this, I'm not even sure I've told you this before, mm-hmm. but we have 13 kiosks out in our community. They're big TVs, touchscreen TVs, that when visitors are here, they can find things to do. And most of it directs them to our website now. We have that new technology out there that does that. And they are spending 81,000 minutes, which averages out to like a part-time person working 23 hours a week out there for us. So they're at the hotels, and then they're also at the attractions that are open to all year round, and that's Fort Cody and the Golden Spike Tower. So they get a lot of touches and get people to get them directed to where they want to go is important, and that they have that information. So we also track the visitors that come to our visitor center. We've seen that just constantly tick up. We had about 13,000 visitors this year in our office. That's up dramatically from last year. It was about 8,000. So it just goes to show our marketing is working. I won't bore you with all of this because I can break down everything to per thing, but just our total marketing impressions that we spend dollars on to try to get people to go to our website and then ultimately come to Lincoln County, we reach 18 million individuals or impressions. And our cost per thousand is right at $6.67. So we get a lot of impressions, and we use our money pretty frugally.
Sounds like a lot of bang for your buck.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
So one thing that everyone hears me talk about a lot, but I think people forget to put that, you know, we do a lot of marketing to bring people in, but we also, our board of directors awards a lot of grant money every year to local attractions and local events and sporting events to make all of this work together. And in 2025, we had 39 applications for promotional fund grants, and the board awarded $156,000 last year in grant funds on one side of it. Then on the improvement side, we also award funds to nonprofit organizations for brick and mortar projects. And that's so that, for instance, the Nebraska Land Days, their infrastructure continues to improve as the event gets older and improves and expands. The Lincoln County Historical Museum, that they continue to keep all of those historic buildings up to date. And, you know, they come in almost every year with some type of project to keep those buildings looking pristine. And it's from that to, you know, we've helped the Sutherland Rodeo with their infrastructure, Wallace with a veterans memorial, Maxwell with a veterans memorial, Sutherland with a with some park infrastructure. Almost every village in Lincoln County has reached out, and when they do, our board sees the importance of making sure they get dollars to make sure that their community, as well as North Platte, continues to grow, and they have great things to offer our visitors as they come in. So
we just want to encourage people to stop by as they come off the interstate at exit 177. They'll see your office out there and get a lot of information, or go to your website, visit North Platte. Is it .com or .org?
It's .com.
.com. Visit North Platte. .com. Lisa, we thank you so much for coming in.
Sure.